you just don't cut with the artificial flow. Neat dicks out of great backs and necks. When fakes try to front, they'll get smoked like blunts. My rhymes penetrate like skunk. And your word up, I think they're faking a funk.
You're faking a funk.
Yo, you're faking a funk.
You're faking a funk.
Yo, you're faking a funk. Hesitant to represent, and that's what we call fraud. You can't keep the streets with a look, I sold out a ward. And everywhere has streets, that's not trying to hear the whack rhymes over the same stink beats. Cause times are real, and I can't feel put down on the real. Now I'ma let you know, but those freestyle of raps, it's time to go.
Back on Land State Radio Network, sports talk and entertainment excellence, Sirius XM channel 141. I was just personally driving 100 miles an hour. I know I probably shouldn't be saying this, but I was last week I went to visit my grandmother in Huntsville. I live in Nashville, so I'm about an hour and 45 minutes from my grandmother. And I was in a hurry to get there. Was meeting up with some friends that happened to be in town for another family event. And as I was driving down I-65, I was driving about 95, 100 miles an hour. Now, I make that drive at least three times a month between Nashville and Huntsville. I know that road very well. I know where the police are. I know where all the speed traps are. And I'm driving about 95, 97. I think at one point I peaked to maybe 102, 103. So when I saw that Shedeur Sanders was popped twice in the last couple of weeks speeding, My initial sense said, hey, it's really not that big of a deal. I was just driving 100 miles an hour myself. The difference is I've solidified in my career. I've been a healthcare executive for going on 15 years now. And have had successes and have had failures, but I have a brand. I have a level of credibility. I haven't pissed anybody off to date. Now, blackball me from the industry. And I have my deal with SiriusXM is done for Lanche Radio Network and the Rubicon, the healthcare platform, which I will be cross promoting. We will be on HR Voices 5 days a week. I don't need to impress anybody. I don't need to prove myself to anybody because I'm a known commodity. And Shedeur Sanders, that's the issue that I have with him. I was arguing with my man, Carlin the Great, about this a couple of days ago. I like Shedeur. I think Shedeur, first and foremost, I think Shedeur is extremely accurate. He's not the explosive athlete that his father was, but his father was one of the best 11 players to ever play defense and arguably on the Mount Rushmore of defenders in NFL history. So it doesn't have to be that. He's mobile enough to get out of the pocket and use his accuracy. I've seen Shedeur Sanders make some wild throws. Does he have a howitzer for an arm like Josh Allen? No. But Anthony Richardson has a cannon for an arm. And is a 44% completion rate individual. I'd rather take the accurate guy that can throw the accurate 7-yard pass than the guy that can throw one 80-yard bomb per game and is a sub 50% in completions. So I'm not on a hatred for Shedeur campaign. I want him to be successful. I want his father to be successful at Colorado. I'm concerned about Deion Sanders' health. I don't know what's going on with him, but he's had health. He's had blood clots and other issues that have impacted his mobility in the past. I think all of this stuff going on with his sons and all the media attention while trying to coach, while trying to manage health, that's a difficult situation to be in. I think ultimately, I just want Deion Sanders to be healthy and live a long and healthy life. And so if he has to step away from football, if he has to step away from coaching, if he has to sit in a rocking chair, your health is the most important gift that the creator above will ever give you. So I'm establishing, I don't dislike Shedeur Sanders. I'm not someone that's saying, oh, you got to humble this guy. He deserved it. He deserved to be drafted late. He's too cocky. He's too arrogant. I've mentioned some things that I don't like about Shedeur Sanders. I did not like and I mentioned it in the previous segment, I don't think that you get to flex your Rolly when you're 4-8. But if you win, if you're successful, you can do whatever you want. I'm a huge fan of the U, the Miami Hurricane. You know, they beat you by 40, and then they would celebrate after. They'd be, Randall Hill would be doing the Thrill Hill. People would be doing the Cabbage Patch at the 50-yard line. But Shedeur Sanders, his speeding issues, it just shows a lack of maturity. I can't protect Shedeur Sanders because I like him, because I want him to be successful, because he's an African-American quarterback, because of the racism, the way he was treated in the draft. I can't turn a blind eye to his weaknesses. He's got to grow the bleep up. From what I've observed, Shedeur seems to be a very good teammate. He seems to be humble. He seems to understand the assignment. Showing up early, leaving late, ready to compete, which are all great things, but there's still an element of circus that comes with the Sanders family. I just think that people don't want that. You have to be as quiet off the field as you are in the complex. And so if he's coming in on time and working out and playing well, from what I understand, he played well in minicamp. It's in shorts and pads, but he's still out there with Dylan Gabriel and other quarterbacks. But he got to be silent off the field. And I know, look, people are like, well, you know, it's not like he's in a Diddy situation. There's no baby oil or white parties or freak offs involved. But Shedeur Sanders doesn't have that level of rope. He doesn't have that level of slack. He's not a proven commodity in the NFL. He's a fifth round draft pick. And ultimately, he's got to look in the mirror and decide the level of professionalism he wants to bring on the field, off the field. Maybe it's time to turn off the television and the Instagram streaming and just get to work. Because one thing that we've seen, the NFL doesn't need you. You need the NFL more than the NFL needs you. Now, I know that Shedeur is already a multimillionaire. He's going to be fine either way. If he gets cut by the Browns, ends up in the CFL, or is it the USFL? He ends up playing for the Houston Roughnecks. I don't know. The Rock. He's playing with the Rock. And the DC Defenders, some of these teams, the Arlington Stampeders, that's the CFL. If he ends up in one of these inferior leagues, he's still going to have a roof over his head and be a very successful young man. He's a multimillionaire, early 20s. But this is the time for Shedeur to show maturity, to show that he's an adult, to show that he can manage, not just in his accuracy and understand the playbook and making plays on the field and getting along with his teammates. But if he gets the chance to play, which I think if he makes the Browns, they're going to be terrible this year. He's going to play at some point. And when he plays, everyone's going to be watching. The Browns can be 1-9. If he starts, that will be the highest rated game. They will flex that game into Sunday Night Football. A 1-9 Browns team. But can he be a CEO? Can he stand at the podium like Jalen Hurts does? And I'm not saying that will he be as good as Jalen Hurts. I'm saying can he stand at the podium like a starting quarterback who is your franchise, who's the adult in the room, who you entrust to be the face of your organization. Sirius XM Channel 141.
Live from the Paragon 7 Studios, you are listening to the Blanche J Radio Network.
Paragon 7 Studios.
And Doug,
what do we always say, son? Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance.
They only pay for what you need.
That's my boy. And you get out there and you make us proud, huh?
Bye, Uncle Lemu.
Stay off the freeways.
Only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
James Lewis.
Some of the older kids were sitting behind me. They were making fun of my haircut. So you're sitting in church. I can hear them clowning. They're making fun of the haircut. They're having jokes. They're having jokes. I'm sitting with my boys, a row in front of them. We get to one of the parts where you have to stand in church. I think is where at our church, there's a part where you meet and greet people. So you shake people's hands, you pray with them. Hey, good to see you, Elder. Good to see you.
Rampage, the first lieutenant of the Universal Flipmo Squad.
I turned around as we were all standing up to sing the next hymn, and I slapped the living hell out of this person. I mean, I slapped them. It was like Chris Rock getting slapped by Will Smith beforehand. The only thing I didn't do is like take a glove off like a Frenchman and slap him across the face with the glove. Like I slap, this is a 13-year-old slapping the taste out of a 17-year-old's mouth. Like this guy was a star player on the basketball team. None of those guys ever mess with me ever again.
You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy. Because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. The Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.